At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show with myself, Israel Adjozi. If you are tuning in, if you're listening to the show for the first time, welcome. This is the Lunar Lounge podcast where I aim to inform, entertain, educate, all of those kind of things, all about the world of astrology. It tends to be more astrologically centered, although I do deal with other things, you know, philosophy, tarot, all the kind of esoteric kind of topics, numerology, you know, bring them all in. They're all a part of this show. So welcome to the Lunar Lounge. I will be bringing up the chart of the moment later on in the show. For those of you who are regular listeners, thank you very much for your support. Let's keep the show going. If you haven't subscribed yet, if you're watching live, because I do the show every week on a Wednesday live from 12:30 p.m. UK time. If you are listening live on the YouTube, do hit that subscription button. Do follow. Do leave a comment. Bring in your questions also as well. And for those of you, most of you who listen to the recording, thank you very much for your support. Thanks to everybody in places like Brazil, Pakistan, Belgium, because those are my top countries. The top listeners. Don't get me wrong, they're listening all over the world. Shout outs to Saudi Arabia. Shout outs to the UAE. Shout outs to Switzerland, Germany, because these are all the top ones that I'm mentioning here. UK, I'm actually in the UK and I got bigger listenership outside of the UK. It's always like, well, it's not always like that for every show, I suppose. I suppose for, you know, maybe for, I don't know what the percentage is, but for many podcasts, I'm sure they're local people, perhaps maybe listen more. I don't know. But you often get that, you know, you get that with artists sometimes. They're bigger in other countries than they're in their own, bigger in other countries than even in their own country where they're from. It does happen like that. That does happen. Anyhow, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. My name is Israel Adjozi. What is the weather like where you are? Let me know. Keep the comments coming if there are any comments. Yes, Tyrone. Shout outs to Tyrone. Long time no see, bro. Long time no hear. Long time no see. Our meeting is like, people, this brother, I'm talking years. He's meant to have been on the show. He's going to come on the show. Don't get me wrong. This is a brother is like skilled in the art of divination. You know what I mean? I'm going to bring him, he's going to blow your mind with some runes. So, yeah. Welcome to the show, Tyrone. Yes. And I'm sure people will be coming in. I'm live also on 3 platforms right now. Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So, yeah. You can catch me, anyone there. The show also is also uploaded as soon as I finish. So the video is uploaded onto YouTube with the details. Do not forget that this show is brought to you by, before I forget, gotta plug the Magic Mind. Feeling fatigued, feeling tired, mentally cloudy. You need this. You need the booster. You know what I mean? Coffee, all of those kind of things. You know, you see, look at it. It's right there. That's it right there. Magic Mind, official sponsors of the show, the Lunar Lounge podcast. You need to go and get this. Have a dose. It's just a little bottle, a little shot. And don't forget, also in the details, in all of my podcasts, I always put the discount code, the discount link there. So you can go ahead and go and get the discount for your Magic Mind bottles, all courtesy of the Lunar Lounge podcast. Like I said, I'm streaming, so I'm available on all podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Apple, you name it, I'm there. So, you know, you can listen. And those of you who do listen, you know, well, that's what you've been listening on. Let me just double check that I am on. Okay. I do seem to be on Instagram. So that's cool stuff. So shout out to everybody who is here on the Instagram as well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. And I'm sure people are going to be trickling in as the show goes along. Shout outs to Yvette. Welcome. Good afternoon, my dear. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. What's the weather like where you are? It's windy. It's cold. Over here in London, UK, I'm seeing a big black cloud over there as well. And I've got to go out later on. And I'm not looking forward to getting drenched. So please don't rain. No. What else has been happening? Did you guys see the embarrassing debate between Mr. Trump and Kamala Harris? I mean, like, but on saying that, did you read between the lines, though? You know what I'm trying to say? Because people are hearing, they're hearing, but they're not hearing. Oh, God, what is going on? This is why I don't vote. Come on, man. This is a place for, it's a circus, isn't it? It's got to be. That's going to be, again, news of the... for the next couple of days, I'm sure. If Donald Trump doesn't win, that there's a particular line, and I think you all know that line, which he recited, and that's going to be the thing that doesn't get him in. That's going to lose him the election. If there's anybody that has talked themselves out of an election, Donald Trump just did it that evening. I'm telling you. I mean, I did say that the Kamala Harris has definitely closed the polls. Jupiter right now. And Jupiter's slowing down right now because Jupiter's about to go retrograde within the next month. I'll be pulling up the chart at the moment, so I'll be bringing that up. We'll be able to have a look at that and see what's going on. But, of course, he is Gemini. And, of course, Kamala Harris is Gemini rising. So they're both having somewhat of a boost in terms of a Jupiter transit. But who does it favor more? I think that is the question, isn't it? Who does it favor more? Does Jupiter going into your first house or crossing your ascendant, does that favor you more than having Jupiter conjunct your sun? It's a tricky one. And Jupiter still will be around or not too far away from his sun, but Jupiter will be retrograde. And that's the thing that I think that can be an indication of Donald Trump not getting in, because Jupiter's moving away from his sun because it's retrograding away. So it's moving away, it's separating. So that could indicate success, because Jupiter is about success, it's about abundance, and that could be taken away from him. So the Jupiter retrograde could be something that's not in his favor. That is something that needs to be... It needs to be looked into. Shout out to Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson in the building. Hope you are good. I'm just fiddling around here with my... what's going on here? With my other computer. I've got like two screens in front of me here, so do bear with me. Okay, no, it's not that one. Yeah, okay, all right. So, yeah, that's cool. I think I've got the hang of it. Shout out to Faye. Welcome to the show. I'm just faffering about with my laptop on all. Well, I say with my laptop, my other screen. So, so that's what that's about. So I'm just, having a look at what's going on there. Okay, all right, cool. Got it. That way I can see the messages when they're coming through. So good afternoon, people. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. Okay, later on in the show, as we know, or towards the end of the show, we've got Tarot Card of the Week. So I'm going to be bringing that up. Competition time. We do not have a winner. We got some answers. Ain't the right answer, though. So I'll be announcing that, and I'll be setting another question for 30 Squilla. Shout out to Miss Infinity. Greetings, Miss Infinity. Miss Infinity 9. Should be Miss Infinity 8, shouldn't it? Welcome to the show. So, yeah, keep the questions coming. Shall we go to the chart of the moment? Shall we see what's happening there and see what's happening for the rest of September? We've got an eclipse coming up. I want to talk more about that. Is the eclipse perhaps maybe going to do some damage in terms of maybe the American election? Who knows? There could be something to that. Let me, grab a bit of water. You're telling me your name, Mubina. But hey, yes, it's great to know that it's you. But sometimes, you know, sometimes people come with aliases. And sometimes I know who it is, but I don't want to mention their name. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes, you know, there's some names here that you can see already that I'm mentioning, and I shout out their names, but I don't know. I don't know if they want me to refer to them as the... Always let me know, people, when you come in with an alias name, nickname, whatever, let me know if you want me to address you as that name or your real name, if I know it's you. It's going great. Mubina's also asking what's going on with the planets. I feel last couple of weeks being mad. Welcome to the show. The planets do get mad. That is their job. Their job is to get mad, you know. So it is what it is. Welcome to everybody here. The Arts of Astrology. Welcome to the show here. Also join me here on the Instagram. Hey Israel, it's Astro Betty. Oh, okay. you see what I'm saying? They're coming with an alias, but they're letting me know who it is. How you doing, Betty? Hope you're well. Welcome to the show. Thanks a lot for joining me. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment. Real name is fine, young man. That's coming from Yvette. But if you look on the list, you ain't gonna see no Yvette there. You know what I mean? It is what it is. No worries there. So let's go to the chart of the meantime and let's see what's happening here. Let me faffle about with my bits. I should actually maybe bring up, I should try and bring up the chart of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. I may do that next week. Get their charts up and have a bit of a look, in terms of their charts, and see what's actually going up there. I may pull it up here on the other screen, actually, as I'm talking right now, and see what's actually going on with these two, to see who this retrograde may well be favoring. Is it favoring Trump or is it favoring her? But like I say, the country also as well does have a say in what is happening. I mean, Jupiter's in Gemini right now, so it's going through the seventh house of the USA, which is actually an angular house and a prominent house, which would actually indicate a prominent change, actually. But let's see. Bear with me a moment, guys. Okay. Because I just wanted to have a look at something and just to see whether. So it's moving again. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify something because I know where what degree Trump's son is at. Okay, so Kamala Harris is, you see, I tell you what, man, you could make this up if you tried, I tell you. Kamala Harris's ascendant is 24 degrees of Gemini. So it's quite interesting because Jupiter doesn't quite get there. So Jupiter's moving away from the ascendant, moving back again into the 12th house for Kamala Harris, and it's moving away from Donald Trump's Jupiter, which is at around about 22, I believe 21, 22 of Gemini. So you see, the Jupiter's not favoring either one of them, really. If we really want to go there, let me just double check with what's going on here. So for Donald Trump, his chart, it's 22. I knew it was 22, it wasn't 21. 22, his moon's at 21. 22. So it's quite interesting because from a sinistry perspective, these two, it was interesting. Because Donald Trump said something in the, I don't want to go on too much about it. I may do a special on it. Maybe next week. If not next week, the week after. I just want to do a special on both of their charts. And I'll probably bring up both of their charts also as well, just to see what's going on. But the thing is like, he said something. He said something like, oh, he was talking about one of his, campaigns or something that he put out there and how the Biden office or the Democrat Party, their campaign failed. And he said something along the lines of, oh, even Kamala Harris now is adopting my, philosophy of this. I can't remember specifically what it was, but he would say, even Kamala Harris is adopting my philosophy on this. And I thought, So it's quite interesting. These two have a lot more in common than their differences. But of course, they're obviously wanting to run for president. They wanted to get into office. They're wanting to push for their party, of course, no doubt. But they actually have more in common. You know, his son is conjunct Kamala Harris's ascendant. Of course, more in the 12th house, which makes him more of an enemy. Secret enemy. But, if this was a sinistry chart, if we were looking at a relationship of two people, of a couple, and somebody's son is at 22 degrees of Gemini, and somebody's ascendant is 24 of Gemini, I mean, it's a match made in heaven, isn't it? I mean, you couldn't deny it, could you? It's really quite interesting. Baby K loves Gemini rising in the houses. Yeah. I take it you're Gemini rising too. is that the case? It's quite interesting. It's a match made in heaven. You'd say this is a great, shout out to people who joined me on the Instagram. Shout out to Apricot Sugar. Shout out to Pretty. Shout out to Amuleko. Shout out to Old King Cole. Baby Loves, The Arts of Astrology. Oh, God, they're all there. Welcome to the show, people. Yes, Gemini rising, 29 degrees. Okay. Arts of Astrology. Yeah, too funny. It is too funny. But again, that's how astrology works. The chart doesn't lie, you see. Charts don't lie. So it's quite interesting how these two are really, got a lot more in common than thing. But I want to do... Maybe next week I might bring up their charts and we can have a look at their charts and see who it is that it's favoring. But the debate yesterday, I mean, we all kind of knew that Kamala Harris was going to, she was going to have an advantage. She has this ability to be a little bit more articulate in many ways. And her son, and her okay, because she's a Libra, her son is around 27 degrees of Libra. So again, he's also having a trine from Jupiter, but Jupiter's going to be moving retrograde in the next month. So it's moving away from her son and it's moving away from his son. So it's kind of, it's not really, if you want to raise an argument that Jupiter's on one level favoring them, but yeah, it's a tough one, I must say. It is a tough one. Anyhow, let's see how it goes. But yeah, he kind of talked himself out of presidency, didn't he, yesterday? let's face it. Trump and Kamala, a match made in heaven. Yeah, it is. It is a match made in heaven. The Arts of Astrology, lovely to see you, Israel. Oh, thank you very much. But yeah, it is a match made in heaven. If you know somebody, I'm sure many some of you do, some of you a bit more kind of, schooled in the world of astrology. If you know somebody where their sun is landing on your ascendant, or vice versa, your ascendant is landing on their sun. I mean, come on now. Are you friends or foes? So yeah, it's quite interesting. Anyhow, let's get to the chart of the time. The moon is in Sagittarius. We have a Sagittarius moon. Okay. It's quite interesting because on some level, we could say Donald Trump was having a lunar return because he has the moon in Sagittarius. Anyhow, moon is in Sagittarius today. So we're going explosive. We're going wild. We're going to be here, there, and everywhere, baby, with information. So okay, coolio. But what is happening in terms of aspects? What is happening? Well, the sun is finished being opposed. I spoke about that last week, about the sun opposing Saturn. Now, generally or collectively, it's probably fair to say sun opposing Saturn definitely slows things down. I don't know about you, and I'm not making no excuses. Because we always have to blame something or someone, right? If it's not Mercury retrograde, it's something, something's doing something. But what I wanted to say is that, where am I here? Lost where I was. What I wanted to say is I have been finding it a little bit frustrating. Like, I've been wanting to get things done. And I've noticed with the Sun Saturn in the last week or so, that I've just been, every time it's like, oh no, do it like this, oh no, set back. It's like, oh, I want to do something tomorrow, oh no, it can't get done by tomorrow because there's some other thing, and then I've got to it's definitely been a manifestation of Sun opposing Saturn, but it's moving away now. I like that. I can not that I couldn't get on before, but I've just had to just slow down, and I'm not in a hurry, but I am in a hurry, if you get what I'm saying. You know, I need something done. I just want to be able to see the thing. Shout out to Angela as well. Join us here on the YouTube. I've just found that things have been, but now the sun is pulling away, perhaps we can start to see things moving a bit more, you know, flowing a bit more, with a bit more kind of speed. But, you know, everything's necessary, right? You need to slow things down. You need to do things properly. You need to focus, you know. And where I've sort of like jumped into things, you know, I've sort of like, it's almost like Saturn's made me pay. Like, hey, you know, slow. Everything's been slow for me. I noticed that I've got about, like, I'm not going to mention the amount of money, but quite a lot of money, which is not, it's just not coming through. it's mine. It's owed to me. It's as a service which I've done. But for some reason, people are not paying. Sun, Saturn. So there's this kind of delay, but it's okay. And it's quite interesting because as the sun started, I started to see trickles of it coming in, you know, and I've got some more coming in today. But nevertheless, it's like, I need the money to come in because I need to do something with the money in order to, I need to invest it. So, oh God, it's a long story. But hey, it is what it is, man. So I've been noticing that with the Sun Saturn, but that is separating. What else have we got? We've got Sun Square Jupiter. I spoke about that last week. Okay, so people over the course of the next couple of days, it's going to be exact tomorrow, right? Put it on days here. It's going to be exact tomorrow. We're going to have an exact square of Sun Square Jupiter tomorrow, the 12th of September. So be mindful that we're not overdoing, okay? That we're not, sort of like being over, you know, Sun Jupiter can be very exaggerated. Yeah, it can do too much. So do be mindful that we're not trying to take on or do too much, which may also be something that I've actually realized in the last couple of days. I'm trying to cram in everything. And then people are coming with more work and more assignments to give me. Leave me alone. I'm busy, man. And this time of the year is the most busy for me. So it's like, yeah, that comes with the territory. But yeah, Sun Jupiter, just be mindful. Can be good for expansion, can be good for learning. Can be good for, you know, perhaps maybe enterprise, creating something, a project of something that can really go high. We've got the Sun Jupiter with that. So that's good. But it's only over the course of the next couple of days. It's going to be fading out starting from the 13th. It will start to phase out. However, we do have the Venus trine Jupiter coming up. It's happening right now. In a few days' time, or I mean, this Friday, look at that. I mean, some people are going to be having a good time this weekend, aren't they? Yeah, of course they are. Venus Jupiter, it's always about abundance. It's about abundance of pleasure, abundance of niceness, abundance of love, and the abundance of money. Now, when I say abundance of money, that can work both ways. It can be abundance of money coming in, but also abundance of money going out. Spending can be increased, but we're seeing indulgence here. Wanting to have a good time, wanting to party, wanting to indulge in the finer things, wanting to indulge in comforts, luxury, all of those fine things are what Venus Jupiter trine are about. So we're going to be having that. Well, I said we're going to be having that. We're having it right now as I'm speaking, but it's going to be exact, which I spoke about last week, on the 15th. On the 15th of September is when we're going to have the peak of Venus trine Jupiter. On the 14th, 15th, actually, that's when we're going to have that peak of Venus trine Jupiter. It's going to be quite nice. Do enjoy it, people. Do utilize that planetary alignment also as well. Shout out to Black Mary here on the Instagram, who's also joined me as well. As a matter of fact, you can tap into this energy. You know, this is all what planetary magic essentially is based on. What is magic? Magic is the ability to be able to utilize planetary magic is the ability to be able to utilize a particular auspicious time. It's about utilizing nature, because the planets in the sky are nature. They're a part of the nature or the natural world. They're a part of the natural order, hence the term cosmos. The word cosmos, in its root meaning, means law. So it's part of universal law. Astrology is the science and the principles and the interpretation and meaning of universal law. So when these planets align with them at particular times when we have alignment, there are times where we can plug into that alignment. We can move just how we move or we do things when it's summer, that season, that sign, we do summer things. When it's autumn, we do autumn things. When it's winter, we do winter things. When it's spring, we do spring things. we align ourselves with the seasons. Well, astrology is that. That is what astrology is. Astrology is the signs of the times, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, century, and so on. It's about signs of the time. So once we understand those cycles, now this particular cycle is one that we can really plug into, because it's not something that happens every day. We don't get a Venus trine Jupiter moment every day. So this Venus trine Jupiter, guys, plug into it. It's happening right now. Okay? So it can be a good time to maybe start something. It can be a good time perhaps maybe going out on a date, for those of you who are not in relationships, for initiating something, for really moving something into a very powerful and positive position, which will work out for you. Perhaps maybe you're looking to increase your money. For those of you who indulge in doing rituals or positive affirmations, prayers, these are particular auspicious and planetary alignments that you can really plug into that. So you really want to be plugging into that with that Venus, Jupiter, which is going to peak on the 15th. Okay. There's also going to be a trine from the moon in Aquarius as well. So there's going to be a grand trine on the 15th of September with the moon, Venus, and Jupiter all in the air. There's going to be a grand trine in air signs. Air is connected and associated with communication, but can be it's also associated with ideas. So it's in time to impregnate your ideas or put your ideas into manifestation. So it can be something that can work out for you to your advantage. So utilize it, people. Wake up. The planets are speaking to you. Shout out to Pamela. Welcome to the Sister Pam, if you're listening, go download your, you know what. Check your email. people are terrible, I tell you. So, yeah, that is the Venus, if you haven't done so already. Venus, Jupiter. So that's quite nice. What else is going to be happening? Well, from the 15th, from that time of, we have a nice grand trine, so that's going to be on the 15th, but starting from that 15th going into the 16th, okay, two things are going to be happening here. The planet, the sun is going to be opposing Neptune. Yeah, it's one of those ones. We're going to have sun opposing Neptune. This really raises our sensitivity. It plugs us into a world of sympathy, compassion, but it can also plug us into a world that could be quite confusing. It can make things quite foggy. Sun opposing Neptune. Starting from the 15th, 16th, for the next, so from the week, so basically from, I would say, from the 15th, to about, I would say from the 15th to about the 23rd, 24th of September, people stay away from alcohol. Okay? Why do I say that? Because the Sun Neptune is going to, it's going to make us collectively, on a collective level, more sensitive. And once you're more sensitive to substances, or once you're more sensitive, period, to anything, people, places, things, alcohol is one of those things that, you know, we know what alcohol does. I'm not saying alcohol is bad, but what I'm trying to say is that it can kind of affect our area or level of sensitivity. And it could actually make things actually more cloudier than they actually even were before we even started drinking. So try to avoid alcohol. I'm not saying don't drink, but lessen it. Try to lessen it. You know, Neptune is always associated or is connected or has some strong affinity to addictions also as well. Or the idea to get lost. in something, escapism. So we want to be mindful that we're not escaping. I think what's going to be helpful is that the sun is in Virgo. So it's really down to earth, quite pragmatic. So do definitely watch out for that. Somebody's asking me when. Apricot sugar. apricot sugar. I'm saying from the 15th of September, from the 15th of September to about the 23rd of September, 24th, right? It's going to be during that time the sun is going to be moving into Libra anyway. We've got the autumn equinox coming up. I will talk more about that in the coming week. Next week, I'll be talking about that. Do watch out because we're going to have a sun opposite Neptune. However, sun opposite Neptune can be very good. It's a great time for healing. It's a great time to really open up our hearts, to do something compassionate. And by God, the world at the moment needs compassion. It's a great time for healing. We all need some healing. We've all encountered or perhaps maybe suffered some kind of trauma in some kind of way. We all need healing somewhere, in some aspect of our psychological being. So that can be a really great time for that, Sun Neptune. Great for doing charitable work. So yeah, we can do that. Martina, welcome to the show. What day are we on here? Are you talking about the dates? I'm talking from the 15th to the 23rd, 24th. Watch out in terms of... Also, again, Sun Neptune. Watch out for... You see, Neptune has this kind of illusionary element to it. What you think something is, it isn't. So do be mindful during that time as well. From the 15th of September to the 23rd, 24th of September, watch about, because things may not be what you think they are. So you don't want to be buying into something, or, you know, your perception is of one thing and then next minute it changes, it's something else. Don't be delusional. Yeah, there's a tendency to run away with the imagination and go into the fantasy world. So definitely watch out for that here. From the 15th of September to the 23rd, 24th. I've repeated that about 10 times now. you should have got that. That's the sun opposing Neptune. Equally, at that same time, starting from the 15th of September, the planet Mercury is in his own sign now, which is great. We've got Mercury in Virgo, allows us to be attention to detail, allows us to be analytical, allows us to really utilize our vocabulary in a very accurate and perfectional way, because Virgo's about perfection, right? It's separating the wheat from the chaff. So Virgo's very clinical right now in terms of, I said Virgo's very clinical. Mercury's very clinical right now in terms of being in his own sign of. However, from the 15th of September, he's going to start to form an opposition to Saturn. Okay? He's going to start to form an opposition to Saturn. So do watch out for your traveling. For anybody who's traveling around that time. So again, I would say from the 15th of September to about the 22nd, 23rd of September, watch out for your traveling movements. Make sure you're planning way ahead. Make sure you've got your document, all that kind of stuff there. Leave them maybe a little bit more earlier. If you know you're going on a journey, that's normally what, you know, maybe 45 minutes, maybe leave an hour. You know, got that extra 15 minutes. You'd rather be there too early than rather be there too late, as my father would say. So, because we've got the Mercury opposing Saturn. And we know Saturn tends to slow things down, restricts things. So definitely watch out for transportation around about that time. And make sure if you're doing any kind of literacy, reading contracts, all that, you're doing it properly. You're doing it thoroughly. Saturn wants you to do things thoroughly. So watch out for that particular period also in terms of money or trade, things like that, because Mercury rules trade, so which is somewhat connected with money as well. And and again, so we're having the Sun opposing Neptune and we're having Mercury opposing Saturn. Yeah. Watch out for that. And you know, this the Venus around this time, or well, on the 16th, is going to start separating from Jupiter. So what am I trying to say here? The party's over. Get to reality. That's what this is about. But at the same time, as the Sun is opposing Neptune, he's also trining Uranus. Okay? So we have Sun trine Uranus. This is a chance to, it's a refresher. Uranus is a planet that is about refreshing oneself. He is the planet of genius. So it can allow us to reinvent ourselves, bring about something new, do something we haven't done before. It's a trine as well, so it's good. Brings a new spark of life. So although we're having a Sun-Neptune opposition, we're also having a Sun-Uranus trine. So Uranus can actually give us some clarity. Uranus can allow us to perhaps maybe see things objectively. He can allow us to be more innovative. Uranus is connected with innovation. So again, we want to be tapping into that. Again, he's going to be trying that Uranus also from the, so many things are happening here. So much is happening. Right. Okay. So if I keep moving the days, 25th. So the trine with the Sun and Uranus is going to be exact on the 19th of September. So on the 19th of September is going to be exact of a Sun Uranus, which is quite good. So good. Again, very innovative, starting something new, being very creative during that particular period can be very, very good. But we're also having the Sun Neptune, so stay away from alcohol, which actually would help that Sun Uranus connection. Just before I get there, let me just go back because I've gone a bit too far. On the I'll just go back to the day before, basically. On the 18th of September, we're going to be having a full moon eclipse. We're going to be having a lunar eclipse on the 18th, okay? It's not a total eclipse. It's a partial one, as far as I'm aware. But it's an eclipse nevertheless. We know eclipses have a bit of a kick to them. So definitely watch out for... definitely watch out for this. Yeah, we've got an eclipse. We've got a full moon. Full moons are about things coming to completion. The completion of a cycle is when the moon is at her full, and it's in the sign of Pisces, the last of the zodiac signs. So there's something inherently associated with a cycle of an ending. And what is quite interesting, a few days later, we're going to start the autumn equinox. So here, the cosmos is telling us we're coming to some kind of an end, because we're in the month of Virgo, and Virgo is synchronous with the last month of summer, of the summer season, because we're about to enter the autumn season. So this full moon is actually letting us know it's about rounding up. It's about ending things in your life. It's an eclipse. Eclipses happen in the same place, same degree, approximately every 19 years. So people, for those of you who are old enough, I would say 35 and above, go back and see what was ending in your life in 2005. At the end of 2005, round about this time, 2005, 19 years ago, what was it? What was significantly ending in your life? Was it a relationship? Was it career? Was it job? Was it a change in your financial circumstances? Was it there a change in around your health? Did you migrate? Did you travel? Did you change home? What was the significant change? Because what you're going to get, you're going to get an echo. You're going to get a similar theme repeating itself. But now you're older, so should be more wiser, should be more informed, so you can make a better choice with this particular eclipse coming up. But something is coming to a head. Something is coming to some kind of completion. Where is it? For those of you who obviously know your charts, my students who are listening to this, you know what house Pisces is in. Have a look at that house, because that's where that full moon eclipse is going to be landing. And it's in that house where we're going to see it, something to do with the topic of that house, where something is perhaps coming full circle. So we're getting ready to clean up right now. We're getting ready to consolidate. That's what we're doing. Apricot Sugar says, wow. Yeah. Tell me about it. So that's what's happening there. Full moon eclipse. So that's going to be on the 18th of September. So watch out for that. Rubbing the hands. Very nice. In the words of Borat. And it's quite interesting because this full moon also is with Neptune. So it's really sensitive. Emotions are really going to be high during this particular period, just before and also after as well. And because it's an eclipse, so it's going to have an extra kick to it. So do watch out for this particular eclipse. It's not a total one. It's a kind of partial. Is it even partial even? But it's an eclipse nevertheless. So it's got that bit of a kick to it. And Neptune's going to be involved. So Neptune's going to heighten the sensitivity of this full moon. We could say Saturn's involved in this eclipse also as well. So it's not an easy one. It's not an easy one. And Saturn in his own right is a symbol of endings, is a symbol of boundaries. So there's something about this full moon that is saying, here is where it ends. Here is where it finishes. You know, cut your ties. This is a great time to release and to let go of anything which is no longer serving you. You've outgrown it. Time to move on. Nothing to see here, people. Keep it moving. And then a few days after that, well, I say a few days, but, you know, not so long ago, I suppose, maybe, 5 days or something, 4 or 5 days after, the sun will then move into Libra. Boom, we start the autumn equinox. New season, new beginning, cardinal sign. It's about initiating something new. Boom, boom, boom. You got it there. And on that same 18th, just to note, on the same 18th of September, Mercury is going to be exactly opposing Saturn. Exact. An exact opposition to Saturn. Woo-wee. Well. So watch it if you're traveling around that time, right? Okay, Mercury. So watch out for that. Martina is letting me know, 2nd and 8th house. I take it you're talking about the eclipse. So, yep, it's going to be all about your money. So then the sun moves on. The sun is going to become exact opposition with Neptune on the 20th of September. On the 20th. So it's still within that time from the 15th to the 23rd, 24th. Remember I said, stay away from alcohol. So sensitivity is really going to be high around this particular period on the 20th of September. But then what happens on the 29th of September, or even we could even say even before the 20th of September, or we could say even from the 18th of September, the Sun is going to start to trine Pluto. The Sun is going to start to trine Pluto. We're going to have a Sun-Pluto trine, people. This is a time to be resourceful. Yeah? Look at what you have. What resources do you have in your surroundings? How can you change and transform them so that they can be of value for you? So they can make you money. What people are always bloody complaining about, I don't have enough money. This is a time, it's astrology allows you to understand how to move with the cycles, how to understand the nature. From day to day, week to week, month to month, there are different times. It's a best time to do something at a certain time of the year than others. Why do people get married mostly during the summer? Because the weather's nice, it's summer, you get good weather. It's obvious, right? I'm not saying people don't get married in the winter. Of course people get married in the winter. But in most cases, people get married in the winter because economical reasons, because it's cheaper, because more people are doing it during the summer. You know, rather get married in the summer where it's nice, warm, yeah, get good weather, everybody's out. So it's all about working with, you know, that's what astrology is, plugging yourself into it. Shout out to Majana. Shout out to my Orgasma as well, who will join me here on the YouTube live. So, yeah, so that is what the nature of this essentially is about. So watch out for that. Yeah, 21st. Well, it's starting really from the 18th of September. You can start really tapping into that resources. But the exact trine, is going to be on the 22nd, just before the autumn equinox, before the Sun moves into Libra. We're going to have that. Quite interesting, because Venus, as the Sun is about to move into Libra, Venus is going to be making her way into Scorpio. So, yeah. So that's going to be the voila. Yeah. Venus will then move into Scorpio on the 23rd and on the 22nd. On the 22nd, the Sun will move into Libra. On the 23rd, Venus will move into Scorpio. Mm. They're following each other, aren't they? Then what starts to happen? Starting from the September 23rd, Mercury is going to be opposing Neptune. He's going to be trining Uranus. So we're going to be having a Mercury-Uranus. Very good. Great genius mind. Great to tap into something inventional. You know, is that a word? Or did I just make up a word there? Inventional? Please, can somebody go and check if inventional is a word? And if it's not, can somebody contact the University of Cambridge to make this a word that goes into the English vocabulary? Inventional. Is it a word? Did I pick it up from somewhere, or did I make it up? Please confirm. I am putting, what's the word? I am patenting and putting copyright on that word, if it's not a word. Inventional. Maybe it's just me, but it sounds like I made that up. If not, maybe I heard it somewhere, but I think I made that up. I want copyrights. You heard it here first on the Lunar Lounge. Anybody uses that word, it's mine. I'm copyrights and I want my money. Inventional. So, that's a sign of it right there. Mercury trine Uranus. Inventional. I made up a word. Angela's letting me know I made it up. Yeah, of course I did. I made it up, but I didn't make it up. It's inventional. I'm talking about Mercury Uranus here, about being creative, about being innovative, about bringing something new in terms of ideas, vocabulary, communication, travel. Yes, that is going to be great for that. So starting from the 23rd of September, we're going to be having Mercury trine Uranus and also opposing Neptune. People, be cared, beware. You see, Mercury, Neptune. See, when you speak these terminologies, you invoke the planets, you get it there. Mercury opposing Neptune. Beware of fraudsters and scammers. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Yes, the arts of astrology. Yes. Intentional. Perfect for Mercury. Yeah. Inventional is the word. You're making me say intentional. Inventional. Yes. Yes. Perfect for Mercury in Virgo, trine Uranus. Yeah. Thanks a lot, the arts of astrology. I'm claiming that one. You heard it here first. Inventional is a word, people. I've just made up a new word. Inventional. Please contact. Where do I register? Where do I copyright? If anybody's using that word from now on, it's me. I said it first. And if you've got Mercury Uranus aspect in your chart, like moi, well, you'll be tapping into that energy even more. But Mercury is going to be opposing Neptune. So he opposes Neptune. He hits the Uranus. He's going to hit the Uranus on the 24th of September. It's going to be a perfect trine with Mercury Uranus. So our mind is going to be accelerated, or it's going to be asked to be accelerated. It's going to ask me speed it up, be innovative, be forward moving, be futuristic. Those are the things. Tapping into new ideas, refreshing the mind. That is what Mercury Uranus is going to be about. And then from that 25th, then there's going to be an opposition, an exact opposition to Neptune. Yeah, we could get polluted thoughts here. Watch how you're... It's a good Mercury. I'm happy with that one. It's a strong Mercury. Mercury's, solid there and very grounded. But, you know, don't fall for the lies, people. Watch out for the scammers, fraudsters. Careful of what you're buying and shopping during that particular time. That's from about the 23rd, 24th of September, as we're going to be having Mercury opposing Neptune. And then, again, another resourceful moment. It's actually going to happen on that 25th. We're going to have Mercury trining Pluto. Good for deep thinking. So, yes. Angela's letting me know. Inventional. That's my word. So we're going to be having that as well. Then what's going to be happening in a few days' time after that is on the 26th of September, the planet Mercury is going to move into Libra. Dun, dun, dun. I think we may have an exciting Libra month because we're going to have Sun and Mercury in Libra. Venus is already there now, so she's kind of paving the way. And at some point, of course, during the Libra season, we're going to have Sun trine Jupiter, Mercury trine Jupiter. Should be rather interesting, I must say. But that's going to be for October, of course. We're still in the month of Virgo. Shout out to all you Virgos out there, whether your birthday has passed or it's coming up. But we shall deal with the Libra season when it's the Libra season, of course. But the Sun will move into Libra on the 22nd. I think I'm going to leave it here. And then next week, I will finish the rest of the month. and then talk about maybe a few days in early October. That's your cosmic news for today, people. And while giving you the cosmic news, I gave you a new word, inventional. Copyright. Israela Josie said it first. Let's go back to the let's go back to our screen. What time of the week is it? It's that time of the week. It's competition time. Competition time. Okay. Competition time. Last week I asked the question, what does the planet Mercury, planet Jupiter, and planet Saturn have in common? Let's go to the answers. Okay, the first, you're on point in your timing, Christian. Wrong answer, though. They're all planets belong to the same sect, diurnal planets. No. Mercury can go either side. So he doesn't belong to either one. It all depends on the on a particular chart whether Mercury is diurnal or nocturnal. He is neither. He can belong to either one. So that's not the right answer. Max, you said they all rule air signs. Jupiter doesn't rule an air sign. It rules a water and a fire. Dear. Okay. All right. So we don't have a winner this week. No winner. But I'm going to tell you what the answer is. Sometimes I should let the question roll on for another week. I don't know. It makes it easy there, though. That's why I don't want to do that. Okay. The answer is they are the triplicity rulers of the air sign. They are the air sign triplicity rulers. That's what it is. I mean, Matt, you came close, but no, you said they all rule air signs. No, they don't rule air signs. They rule the air triplicity, which is different. So I can't give it to you based on that one because you meant air signs because you wrote the air signs, which Jupiter doesn't rule none of them. But it's part of the air triplicity. So that was the answer. My question this week, though, why do I'm always forgetting what the question is? And let me put the email on the board right now so you know where to email. There it is on your screens. I'm going to ask a question in a moment. Listen carefully, people. It's the first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, from 12 midnight. So then I announce the winner on the show next week, Wednesday, 12:30. You know the show starts 12:30 p.m., right? Okay. Live. And it gets uploaded on that day, straight after, within 30 minutes after the show, it gets uploaded onto all podcast platforms, onto YouTube, with all the details there as well. But the first person who inboxes me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com, I repeat, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com, next week. Don't email me today, tomorrow. Don't text me on my mobile. Don't send it to my personal email. Send it to thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, from midnight, GMT midnight, UK time midnight, is going to be the winner of 30 Skrilla. £30. Okay? £30. Now, I had the question in my head. And it's gone. Ah, I've got it. It's come back again. Thank you very much. So, for the question next week, here is the question. What planet rules pigeons? What planet rules pigeons? Okay? What planet rules pigeons? First person who inboxes me next week from 12 midnight UK time will be the winner of £30 to get sent to your bank or PayPal account, whichever one. that is that, you know, that it is what it is. Iffy's saying, I'm late, LOL. Anything interesting happening between the 18th and the 22nd? Yeah, I've said it. I'm not going back to that. What did I say is happening between them? Ah, Sun opposing Neptune. Stay away from alcohol, Iffy, if you're a drinker. Those are the things definitely to watch out for. Also be watching out for travel, because we're going to be having Mercury also opposing Saturn and opposing Neptune, although it's very good for creative measures. So, yeah, so do watch out for that. But you may have to go back and watch the recording. I'm here every week. You should set it in your diaries, people. Lunar Lounge, 12:30 p.m. UK time every Wednesday. Set a reminder. So, boom, you don't miss out. But it's all available on all podcast platforms. Keep it coming. So, yeah, stay away from the alcohol in those dates. That's for sure. Yvette is saying, sorry, I've got the news on Donald Trump. Just said illegal immigrants are eating American people's cats and dogs. If Tiffany is in the house. Okay, right. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier on. If Donald Trump loses this next election, that's going to be the thing that loses it. That's enough to lose it for him. Anywho, competition time. What planet rules pigeons? First person who inboxes me at the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com wins £30. So be sure to do that. Remember, you inbox me next week, midnight GMT. First person from 12 midnight GMT. And I'll announce the winner there. So that's essentially how that works. What else am I saying here? I want to also say quickly before I do the tarot card of the week, astrology classes, people. Astrology is back. I'm back teaching. They're going to be starting from the end of this month. However, I am doing a free introduction to astrology on the 17th. That's going to be next week. Is the 17th? I'm getting confused there. 17th and the 24th. Is it? Yeah. Next week, Tuesday. I'm doing a free session, and also on the 24th. So for anybody who is interested, let me put up my email. Why haven't I got my email? I will put it up right now, so you can email me if you are interested. But let me put it up there right now. Gotcha. Oh, I already had it there. I didn't know. Silly me. There we go. That's my email right there. So if you do want to sign up and you do want to attend the free introductory class, you're more than welcome. However, courses are going to be launched and ready from next week. For anybody who wants to sign up, you can sign up at any time. There's also an affiliate link or program, you could say. So if you know anybody who may be interested in wanting to learn astrology, take an astrology course, if you get an affiliate link, you can sign up your affiliate link, fill out the details, connect your PayPal or bank account to it, and anybody who signs up through your link, you get something, I think it's 25%, something like that, 20 or 25%. But which works out to be approximately something about 200, just over £200. So you could, you could become a salesperson for my astrology courses and classes. People who sign up, there's going to be live classes every week. They get access to the recordings. There's going to be really, there's also an online community place where they can, again, bring questions, have discussions. So it's going to be quite cool. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, Free introductory class will be next week and the week after also as well. So hit me up. That's my email right there, sacredplanets@gmail.com. For those of you who are listening on the podcast platform, so you're not seeing the visual, it's sacredplanets@gmail.com. One word, of course, sacredplanets@gmail.com. You can also catch me on Sacred Planets on all of, whether on TikTok, whether on Instagram, you can catch me on Sacred Planets. So if you want to sign up, please feel free to do so. And if you want to become an affiliate, the link, everything should be ready, all done by next week. Well, it should be done actually by this week, actually. Tell a lie. But again, you have that Mercury Saturn thing. It's practically done. It's just some finishing touches. And they can sign up, boom, they get the email, and we're good to go. And I'm going to be telling you the fundamentals and the grassroots of astrology. It's really going to, it's going to change your life, which is what it's about. So hit me up with that if you are interested, or if you know somebody who's interested. Let's go. The Arts of Astrology saying thanks a lot for the Lunar Lounge. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Iffy. Cheers to you. And let's go to that time of the week, you know, tarot card of the week, of course. And I'll take my email down. So let's go shuffling the cards. I'm just going to shuffle the cards and let you know what it's all about. So, tarot card of the week is, split the cards here. Boop. Ooh, I like that. Ace of Pentacles. New beginning, huh? New money, new job, new work, new enterprise, new project, new direction. It's new. Ace of Pentacles is a card that indicates a potential for new ways, perhaps, of making money, new ways of investing, a new project, a new job, a new career, a new business adventure. It's indicating that we have great and new potential here. I really like this card, especially coming up right now. Well, of course I like it. You know, it's talking about work and money and ambitions and career and stuff like that. So this card is saying that over the course of the next 7 days, we need to put in a certain amount of grounding and foundations that can allow us to achieve the cosmic wealth which is due to us, to attract something solid, abundance. It's the ace. The ace is like the joker in the pack. It can be anything it wants to be. It's got tremendous power. Yeah? This is what this card is about. Card of the week. Really good. I really like this one. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. Let's do it, baby. Let's get the projects on the way. Let's look at ways in which we can enhance our careers, our profession. Look at ways, business, adventures, and let's get it started. Let's get it going. Ace of Pentacles. I like that. Anywho, the show has come to an end. Yvette, I can't believe you're just seeing that. Or Donald Trump. Been all over the news. Yes, Martina saying she likes it too. Let's do it. Let's make that money. Make all that money and come and give it to me. I'm just joking. But yeah, give it to me. I will spend it wisely, I assure you. Come to the end of the show, people. I want to thank each and every single one of you for your participation, questions, inputs into here, the Lunar Lounge. Yeah, Yvette, you're cracking me up with your emojis, man. Yeah, what he says, I mean, I'm telling you, if there's ever going to be something that lost him the vote, it's going to be that comment right there. I tell you, that one there. Definitely. Well, 1-0 to Kamala. But mind you, if you read between the lines, I mean, Kamala, she said, you know, sometimes it's the thing that you may not be paying attention to. But Kamala Harris said something. I ain't going to say it, but I'm probably going to bring it to the table when I do their charts, probably maybe next week or the week after. She said something that, I don't know, it's quite alarming and quite frightening as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, who knows? Let's see. It's interesting. Let's see where it goes. Exciting times, I'm sure. Yeah, I'll be back with you next week. Same place, same time. Thank you, everybody who joined in made it all happen. And I'll be with you next week, same place, same time, giving you the cosmic
news to the Lunar Lounge.
Usual. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Thank you very much. Somebody's asking what time next week. I'm here every week, 12:30 p.m. UK time, 12:30. Set your time. Put it in your diary. Set reminders. Lunar Lounge podcast. It should be all over. We should be global, man. We should be viral. This should be a viral show.
To the Lunar Lounge.
It's going to be a viral show, I tell you. Okay. Thank you very much. And I see you guys next week. Welcome. My name is Israel Jones, and you've been listening to the Lunar Lounge. I am out.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.